Welcome everybody back to not only the greatest sports podcast in the UK, make sure you rank us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube, but we're also the most knowledgeable.
Yeah.
So welcome, hope you have a great time. Switch off for an hour. If you're driving your car, pay attention to the road, but listen to our voices.
Wait, what is that introduction? We're the most knowledgeable, tune in and switch off.
Yeah, as in,
switch off from everyday life.
You're taking me out of context. Yeah. I meant switch off from everyday life.
That would never happen on this show.
I get taken out of context
would
a bit.
You ever?
But as I said, boys, in the last podcast, 2024 is a new year. It's a year of growth and a year of wealth. And when I say wealth, I mean health.
Mm. We've already done a pod in 2024.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just reiterating my point, saying that there will be only good takes on this show.
There always are.
And I am now
calm. Only ever are.
I am now calm. Collective and thoughtful.
Collective? How many Theos are there?
In my head, there's multiple.
The multiverse of Theo Bakers. I am now a collective.
Shut up, man. You are entitled to your opinion.
Oh, thank you. Very good.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Now, just stopped. Where should we start, guys? I don't know, because a lot of people in the comments the last episode were saying, excuse me, Theo and Reeve are not getting cooked enough.
I agree.
Who said that?
It's a good job. Topic one is...
Fantastic that you agree, Lewis. You are in every right to agree with that statement.
Your season's over.
What are you doing?
Your season's over.
Not quite, because we're still in the Champions League.
Why are you laughing?
That was a good one.
Yeah, what are you laughing about?
You have as much chance of winning the Champions League as we do.
I agree.
That's impossible. Your Isaac Ballon d'Or shout, that is not true.
Yeah, also, you're out of the Champions League. We're in, so therefore we have a bigger chance.
Okay, you have a 0.5% chance.
That's fair enough. We'll take it. One win in the last seven. Yeah. It's not looking good for us, Chief. Why is that? I can't figure it out. No, what's that? Well, we can't score.
Shit, that's an Arsenal start. When you put that in the chat, I thought you were digging at me as a Newcastle fan.
And then you responded because you were like, oh, why is he having a go at me?
No, is that why you say fuck me for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Arsenal.
Me for? Yeah, it's about Arsenal.
Oh, Jesus, he's got to get out, doesn't he?
Shut up, man.
Well, he's out of League Cup, FA Cup.
Trust the process.
Wait.
You want to go there?
Sorry.
Do you want to talk about managers who are out of competition?
Double standards there, Chief.
No. User in a different, like, you know, user no, should be winning the league.
So you're mid-table.
Yeah, I thought you were a Champions League.
We're not talking about that right now. We'll talk about that later.
Game week three, you were title contenders. What happened?
That's not what we're talking about. See, this is how you get off free because all of a sudden we
We can address the Arsenal problem because we were talking about it originally. but then you just said Arteta out.
I agree.
I think Arteta should go.
He's on some edgy ground right now.
By your logic, so is Eddie Howe.
No, because
in the last 2 years, this is like their only real blip, isn't it? I can't think of another big blip like this Arsenal had in the last 2 years.
Okay, let me.
You can't just sack him after seven bad games.
I'm not saying sack him, but he should be under more pressure. This is a disappointing season already.
He is under pressure.
It's a disappointing season.
Yeah, but we'll see what they do in January. Well, I think let's just relax.
Yeah, everyone needs to chill out. We're allowed a sticky patch. And to be honest, I'd rather have a sticky patch now.
I don't know. It's a pretty important time of the season.
Sticky patch now means that we just leave all the cups now as opposed to the end of it.
But what we're doing actually is secretly we're focusing on the league and the Champions League by getting out of the league and the FA Cup.
It's all about narrative, right?
Why can't we just score goals?
Yeah.
Also, but I don't really get it though because last year we were so free-flowing. So is it a Sacre Martinelli problem?
No, I think...
Or is it an Arteta problem?
Reece Nelson started.
I think teams figure you out, don't they?
Do you know what I think we lack?
I think Arsenal are too... I can spot how to hurt Arsenal. You just get the ball out wide quickly at them.
What do you think of what I'm about to say?
Go on.
I feel like...
I need my glass ball, don't I?
You do need your glass ball. I feel like right now, actually, I did... Now I come to think of it, I saw Ian Wright's tweet. That's maybe why I'm thinking this. But I think it's very true. We lack someone like Mbappe, but hear me out, where it's just a killer and he's not afraid to just take someone on. Obviously, when Martinelli came on for Reece Nelson, he started to do that. But what I've noticed with Martinelli recently, he cuts back. It's like they're afraid to just explode and like do a fucking step over and go past someone. Just have the freedom to just... Blah.
Is that not more...
Do you know what I mean,
though? Yeah, it's kind of like a lot... That gets labelled a lot at City, doesn't it? Until Doku come in and then just runs...
It's like Jack Grealish when he went there. They just stopped being a winger. He just started... But I want to see that excitement and I just feel like right now, going forward, there isn't there...
That's also hard for you to do when most teams sit on the edge of their box.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah, but... But if you want to be, you know, one of the top wingers in the world, you shouldn't be afraid to take on anyone.
Saka does.
That's why Saka isn't... one of the top wingers in the world.
Recently, though, you are noticing that like they are cutting back a lot more. They're looking for Ødegaard in the middle, who I've noticed Ødegaard is trying these like flair. He's playing with excitement, but he just there's just no end product. There's not, but he is. If you look at him the way he plays,
he's all right.
There is like these flick. He's adding something. There's added a bit of something there.
Oh, there's something about him. I just
you just don't like. Yeah, no, okay. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong person here.
He goes missing too much from him. When you need him,
I think you're being harsh.
No. I can't think off the top of my head. I might be wrong before you'll shoot me. I can't think of a time he's like, even Saka's done it or Martinelli. I can't think of a time Ødegaard's really stepped up when you've been like 2-0 down or 2-1 down and
dragged them out.
Yeah. I can't think of a time, can you, as Arsenal fans? I think he's a luxury player. When you 2-0 up, 3-0 up, brilliant. Oh, he's going to get on the ball, he'll dictate. But when
I don't know, Mark,
when shit hits the fan.
Do they have any player who's like that?
I think
I feel like Saka has shown he does step up.
I feel like Ødegaard did that when we had Xhaka, though.
Xhaka did it.
He did it himself, to be
Declan
fair.
Declan Rice does that.
Jorginho. Yeah.
Okay.
Against Villa.
They did it against Villa, yeah.
But look, yeah, Ødegaard's obviously a really talented player. I just personally think if he's not a player I want on my team if I'm 2-0 down.
Well, I think you're deep in it too much. I think we're missing a goal scorer. It sounds so obvious, but it actually, I think, is obvious. What did you say, sorry?
I was just saying, he said he's not the kind of player you'd want in your team when you're 2-0 down. But there's a lot of players.
There's less talented players I'd have in my team 2-0 down compared. He's one of the most talented players in the Prem, Ødegaard, but in my opinion doesn't.
But don't you need those players that you see the
I'm not saying he doesn't work hard. I said he just doesn't. I think he goes missing a lot when it matters.
I don't think he had a bad game against Liverpool. I don't think
he played badly yesterday.
He had a very good chance in the box, didn't he? When it was
hit the bar.
That was a difficult chance. There was a lot of play.
Arsenal not scoring yesterday is
crazy.
It's actually crazy. But
what's crazy is Kai Havertz starts for you. He's so bad.
Yeah.
He's not a good footballer, I'm sorry.
What was the chance he had in the box?
He's not
where
a striker, is he?
He had just a chance
a
in the box.
He's a centre mid.
Where he was just sitting on it, and then they did this weak shot.
There was just no killer instinct. There was no.
But that's where we've said the problem that is it our number nine?
Why would you?
That's what we need to do.
Why spend money on Havertz when you know he's not that?
I think that's a weird thing.
No club has ever made a bad signing.
No, everyone knew it was bad.
Yeah,
when
but
you
like this was
him.
Obvious. That's like signing Aubameyang back.
Better than Tonali, though. For the signings.
Well, it is. Tonali's a better player, but Tonali just can't play.
But there's clearly a talent there. Like, he can do a lot.
It's just like, for that money, he wasn't what you needed.
I want someone to stick him on the halfway line and say, reach the goal, kick the ball. I don't think he can. I'm convinced he can't.
He obviously
didn't play great yesterday, and I get that, but prior to that game he's actually been playing quite well on the left side.
I disagree. I think he's just been playing adequately, and because he was that bad before and that shit at Chelsea, that's made you think he's a lot better than he's just been playing okay. He hasn't been fucking dropping
but
9 out of 10.
That is acceptable.
It's not though for a team who want to win Champions League and leagues. That little shit, by the way, that little Arsenal fan. I want a Premier League. I want a Champions League.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
People are taking that in two different directions, aren't they? There's a clip of an Arsenal fan like, I wasn't born for a title, so
I've seen them win is a couple of FA Cups. I want a Premier League. I want a Champions League.
Oh, man.
He is a kid, though. He's like, child, okay, man. You're bullied.
Hang on. I want to address
here
this.
Here we go.
You're picking on a 10-year-old.
No. I was gonna make a video on this because I'm convinced, right, and I don't want to sound like, you know when you're young and you hear older people go, oh, back in my day, all that shit. Genuinely, when I was at school, right,
25.
And there was like, I don't know, obviously Wolves, Albion fans, but Chelsea, United, Arsenal fans, it went on a week-to-week basis. Like, if your team won that weekend, you had the whole week, you could like take the piss, and then the next... We never sat there and thought, oh, I want to win a Champions League. Like, no one did that. Yeah. I think it's so weird. I don't get how football fans can live like that constantly.
Got to the TikTok generation, man.
Yeah, it's got to be social media.
And I think we are part of the problem, really.
Like, you could win 10 games in a row. That should be the best 10 weeks of your life, but people go, but you haven't won a Champions League. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, that does me head in.
Only one team can win that. Like, I don't
and it's Real Madrid every year.
Well, yeah. So yeah, that little shit.
Oh, whoa. just one joking. Positive from the game.
Wait, so you reckon him and his group of friends at school are just going to
cry about trophies?
When are we getting a Champions League?
Yeah, but they must do.
Hey, he's probably watching this now. His idol's probably you.
Yeah, possibly.
It probably is.
You're his idol.
But clearly not if you speak like that.
No, you're
sort
his idol.
Sort yourself out.
Hey,
you
start be oi, nice.
Be nice. This is a year of positivity, man. And we at Pitchside, we don't relate to what Tom just said.
Just mate, honestly, you won't enjoy football if you live your life just through trophies.
It does do me, Ed, when you're like, you're celebrating a win. It's like, yeah, but what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's
but
like,
did you win the treble? Oh, no,
that's football Twitter, man. And football Twitter is the worst.
But that wasn't football Twitter. That's a real life kid.
Yeah, but no, that's
but they are the people that like the Enzo
they're
as the profile picture.
On Twitter. But hey, Ramsdale was unreal and go, I thought he made a really good right-hander, saved his
yeah.
Yeah. Really, he was good. He was very good.
What about the goal, the first goal?
What about it?
He was in no man's land.
Oh, you're so
still an unlucky thing to happen.
Mate.
It's like Kvyat just
let's not be nasty,
mate,
man. That's not on him.
What is wrong with
will
you?
Keep a you are,
have you woken up on the wrong side of the bed?
You don't think Ramsdale's at fault for that first goal?
Everyone's piles on Ramsdale. No, you don't get it.
You are embarrassing. You've woken up on the wrong side of the bed. You're a negative Nancy. All you do is negative this, negative that. Oh, I hate this. I hate that. He's rubbish. No, you can't say anything good. Say something good about him.
Compliment his save.
No, he had a good game, but he should have said, he should have
wait, so you think you should be collecting that first?
Or don't come. If you come in, you
what,
get
and
it.
You expect him to
give your banged it in the back
of the decision you have to make. The flick.
No.
Are you mental?
Either stay on your line or come and clear the ball.
It's also having hindsight.
Oh my God, he's in when the ball hits the net, he's in no man's land.
Yes, but he has a decision. When that cross is coming in, he can't just like you're saying
decision.
In hindsight. But in another world, he caught that ball for coming in.
He's anticipating where it should go. Yeah. And the defender's flicked in the opposite direction. I agree.
He has his own man right in front of him.
I think
not
that's really harsh. I think keepers union, they would say that's really
100%.
Harsh.
I do tend to get it wrong with keepers because I've never played in goal. But I just think just stay on your line.
But then you expect him to make the save, and if he doesn't make the save, then what?
It's coming in a dangerous area. He has to try and
yeah, mate. You are chatting waffle. I'm looking this back. You're
yeah,
absolutely
it's really
chatting.
Harsh to say that.
Yeah, that's on like
that
the
such a dangerous ball.
Yeah, and it's rapid as
he's
well.
He's not gonna even if he stays on his line. He's not gonna save it.
Every
mate.
You would rinse him
look,
if it went in the 6 yard box, and he
look
never went for it.
Look at this ball delivery from Trent Alexander, and he's conceded an own goal. He's not gonna save that.
He's nowhere.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Flying out.
Yeah, but you saying him staying on the line doesn't defend like protect that from going in.
He might do.
I don't think he would.
Oh, you know,
he's got a better chance of saving it than where he fucking ends up.
Yeah, because he's anticipating that he's not going to be flicked in by a defender.
Well, funny you say that, Tom, because guess who's FaceTiming me right now? It's Aaron Ramsdale! Oh, you shit yourself.
It should have had an assist. Should have had an assist.
Yeah, facto.
No, he had a good game, but yeah, he should have done better with the first.
Look, I'll take the fruit of my loom. And just
what?
Say
what was that?
These are not real phrases.
And say that right now it's an L, but not to worry because we're about to spend £100 million on Ivan Toney.
I don't think you will.
I don't think we
Brentford
will.
Brentford won't sell him.
No, I don't think so either. But we hope and we pray.
He said he wants to like repair them, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're not gonna. I don't think he'll leave Brentford. They're too close to the relegation zone to be selling players.
Yeah,
the money they'd get from Toney is less than the money they get from staying up.
Correct. No, so they can just sell him in the summer.
Exactly.
Yeah, stay up. Sell him
come
off.
Back up. Win the cup. Kick fuck out the Villa.
Buy a replacement.
Nketiah.
Yeah,
why not?
So, do you agree your season's over?
No, it's not over until it's over.
No, it's well,
you're not out of the race.
Man,
out of the race.
Correct. A wise man once said, you're not out of the race until you're out of the
have
race.
Have you seen this stat, though? Oh, so, okay. Arsenal have scored one goal from a 6.5 XG over the last three games.
Yeah, not
that's,
ideal.
That's the Kai Havertz effect.
It's mental, that, isn't it?
Not ideal.
I bet Liverpool's is close to that, you know, because of Darwin. Darwin underperforms.
He's the biggest underperformer.
They had a 0.85 XG and scored two against you somehow.
Who?
Liverpool.
Hey, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Stop going by stats, man. You don't let
well,
stats
no,
rule
no,
the world.
No, the own goal doesn't count. That's a zero, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Is it?
Is it? Does it count?
I don't know. I don't.
Surely the position it comes off him. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
It's not XG generated if it's an own goal.
Yeah, maybe.
The defender's flicking it. He's not shooting.
Trent should have scored me at the bar. Odegaard should have scored. There should have been a lot of goals.
He has his finish, by the way. Yeah. Unbelievable.
He played well.
And the sound it makes, I shouldn't really be like praising it because
it was a good, really good goal. Yeah.
Wait, here's the back of the neck.
I fucking love the FA Cup. Do you know what I love about the FA Cup? All the away ends, how massive the away ends are.
Mm. It's the magic of the FA Cup, man.
Well, no, it's because you get a bigger allocation. I'm just saying.
No, I love seeing
huge away ends.
FA Cup provides magic.
Oh, did you see the Sunderland, the fucking atmosphere before the kickoff?
Lewis might be onto something, mate. They shut down the motorways for that game.
Yeah, the buses came through with police escorts.
Why did you have that?
Most
because the
do
banned
that.
Metros, no public transport for Newcastle
all
fans.
The trouble.
So we had tons of buses.
Which is what I said when he said it's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. I said, no, it won't be 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Could be top 5 derbies.
Now, you see, what do you think about the decorating the stadium?
Can you explain this to me?
So they've done it in the away end, haven't they? In the away end of the ground.
Because we had a bigger allocation. We're in their home end and in the back end of it.
I thought it was inside the away.
No,
end
it's
of
inside.
Sunderland.
It was either away
and
or home.
I
can't remember.
For the fans.
But essentially, right. They put in Newcastle chance.
Makes sense.
They even had like a framed picture.
That's why they were like, why have you even bothered to do this? Because it's
mental.
Newcastle. Yeah. Are people aware that there are arch rivals since this?
Yeah, it was crazy. And like they took it down and apologised, but the pictures are there and it's just like... I don't feel sorry for them, but if I was ever going to feel sorry for
that's
Sunderland
just mismanagement.
Fan,
it's like who's
no, but it's
signed
no
up
brain.
Saying that's okay.
It's no brain.
It's no brain.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Just no brain.
But did you hear about how the pubs in Sunderland ran out of beer at 8:20 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah. I did hear about that. Well, the commentator said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did actually. Yeah, that's how I knew that.
There's no way every pub was out of beer.
No, apparently one commentator said it. So one pub.
Yeah.
Can we agree?
And Adam McCush like, what do they start drinking?
And then McCush like, hey, what are you having to do?
Can we agree how good it was with our VAR as well?
Yeah.
It was like proper. Yeah.
Well, I told you. I have it every week. No one
said it.
No, I have it every week. So it's way better.
It's just nice, man.
Every week.
What do you have
once a week? Honestly, yeah, I love the championship. It's class.
What did you think about the tweet about, oh, he's only 17, he can't get tackled?
Oh, that was stupid. He's played against PSG and Mbappe. And good. I'm actually, part of me, I'm like, good. He's got a proper taste of the rivalry.
He's got
straight
back up. He's a good tackle. He's a great tackle.
He's got a good taste for the derby.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
To the audience.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the game?
Yeah, it was unreal. It was. I really, really missed it. It was like 8 years. It's been pretty much
since you deployed them.
I was really disappointed with it. I thought Sunderland were terrible.
I thought they were pissed.
They offered
mate.
Nothing.
They gave nothing.
I really thought they'd offer you a lot more.
But like, if you look about it on paper, obviously they've got a huge derby, but it's a Champions League team versus a Champions.
If you say that, but look at what Blackpool did to Forest, like Bolton went and got a draw.
It's the magic of the FA Cup at the end of the day.
Can you stop saying that?
They were just like, they gifted it to us away. Like Ballard, like on goal, can't really stop
he's
it.
A prick,
but like,
you know,
yeah, he was
him.
A prick. And
he's only injured Madge the other week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mate, he just sort of got done by Gordon and give away a penalty.
What? I thought he played okay.
No, okay, he's a fucking dick.
Yeah. Nah, he was shit, man. It was such a naive
kicked
penalty.
In his own net and then gave a penalty.
The shittest penalty ever. Mistakes he was doing around.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Well, apparently we're going to get...
Great came up from the four-round goals.
Who's their winger? I don't know any of their players.
Which one, Clark?
Yeah, apparently he was going to get do us all. That's what some of the fans picked up. Jack Clark.
He was too busy defending Trippier the entire game.
Playing well for Sunderland. Like, is it Pearson? He's like, he was starting the wing and he moved in the middle, like blonde
Adam Pearson.
What's his name?
Pritchard, you mean?
Pritchard.
Alex. He was good. He's the only good player.
Adam Pearson, the Newcastle vlogger.
Who?
Don't matter.
No, Pritchard.
Pritchard was the only good player.
He hit the crossbar. No, good.
Yeah, he had a couple of good strikes.
There was one, the guy who gave the goal away, he had, straight after he gave the goal away 2-0, had the shot that deflected and nearly, I was like, if that would have gone in, that would have made the game so much better.
Yeah, I was scared.
At 2-0, if Sunderland had scored, it was a game.
Yeah, the crowd would have livened up a bit and would have tested our bottle a bit.
I was so buzzing for that game and it was just a bit anticlimactic, I think.
And a nice picture in front of the home, away fans.
Yeah. Cool
bit
story.
Shithousery, lovely. Okay.
Such what shithousery that was.
Oh, you had a photo on the pitch. Yeah. Oh. What are you going to do next? Get knocked out of the FA Cup?
No, we were going to win it.
You can put it. You can put it in your trophy cabinet, can't you?
No, we're going
to
win it.
The picture.
Yeah,
I haven't got one. There. You have to win trophies. Have a trophy cabinet.
Picture cabinet.
The draw's tonight, isn't it?
Picture cabinet.
Hey, I pray we get West Brom in the draw. That'll be actually class.
Yeah but then be, maybe, yeah. Maybe they could align the kits so it'd be even more of a colourblind issue.
Yeah, so they obviously did both home kits because it's the first derby in 8 years. Yeah.
No, I like it. That's how it should be.
Yeah, change the shorts.
You couldn't see.
Yeah, you could.
It's like,
you
have to have black and players.
It was only because of the back of the shirts were too white each.
Yeah, you need black and white and red and white.
Yeah, you can't be doing
shit.
That shit. Yeah. Chelsea, who is it who played someone the other day?
Quite a lot of teams, actually.
Chelsea beat Birmingham.
No.
Chelsea Birmingham both had the hat-tricks on.
Chelsea played... Who was it Chelsea? Anyway,
Preston.
There was two teams in blue the other week. Like light blue and dark blue. So if that's allowed, then I think different coloured stripes should be allowed.
Fair enough, Thomas. You tell them. The Oracle speaks again.
Like your Oracle.
You don't want fucking Sunderland at home to Newcastle with Newcastle in like your fucking
third. Yeah, but I think the colourblind issue is people that are colourblind see red as like black.
Is it?
So they're just
colourblind nowadays.
sorry.
Wow. HR.
No, what it's what you're going
to
say.
Red and greens are like equal to black.
Isn't
that
they have more white on their kit these days?
It used to be for black and white tellies, you had to be differentiated. That's why it's allowed. So nowadays, you're probably right, it should change. But fuck them.
Fuck the colourblind.
I'm sure you can get glasses if you're colourblind.
Are you meant?
A bit pricey, you know.
The Cinema 2D one.
Did he really just say to get colourblind glasses?
You can call
it. No, you can't. Logan Paul did a video on it.
I don't know. I've never met anyone who's colourblind.
That's like saying if you're blind, yeah, just put some fucking blind glasses on, mate.
No, there are some colourblind.
Are you mental?
Isn't that just glasses?
That's a bit different.
No, but if you're actually blind, you stick some glasses on a blind person, you go, fucking, it'll be all right.
Are you meant...
You said blind glasses. Blind glasses are just glasses.
People who are blind...
No. If you're actually blind
and
you put glasses on someone that's blind, they still can't see.
No, but like, I can't see. I can't see now. I don't call these blind glasses.
You're not blind.
These are just glasses.
You're not fully blind.
I am without the glasses.
You can see colour.
Hang on, Mo. 99% of blind people aren't fully blind.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about if you're fully blind. They see nothing. If you're fully blind, you don't see colours, you don't see
anything. That's very, very rare.
There are colourblind glasses, you know.
Thank you, there are.
They're pricey, though.
Thank you.
Oh, that's rare, down.
Oh,
you've not seen the Logan at me. You're laughing now.
You've not seen the Logan Paul video where he cries at the sunset.
That's fake.
It's real, man.
That's
real.
That's what you're going off. All right, fair.
He's watching that juice head prick anyway.
Fucking hell, man. Wait, is he actually colourblind?
No, he's not. That was fake. But there are colourblind glasses.
Right, so what a useless conversation.
But there are colourblind glasses. Anyways, who's going to win the FA Cup?
Spurs. Who's going to win the FA Cup? Man City.
I mean, yeah, Man City's aboard, but I think Spurs have got a good chance.
What do you mean, nah? You said they're going to do the quadruple at the start
change
of the season.
Change of mind, we're going to knock them out of the FA Cup as well. We knock them out of the League Cup, we'll knock them out of the FA as well.
FA?
Yeah.
it's mad what a win against a mid-table championship team's done to your ego
again. Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me put it this way,
isn't
right?
Isn't that the second win in like 8 games?
Let me put this way. We got no Champions League, we got no Carabao Cup,
Praise the Lord for the £99 jackpot.
We got cups.
Everyone's coming back from injury. We're going to win the FA Cup. I'll be in the semi-final finals.
Yeah, because you're not used to winning trophies.
That's
you?
All we've got left,
another
lads.
Final in their trophy cabinet.
What about the title?
Another picture, semi-final
the title,
picture.
The title's gone. The title's gone. Yeah.
I thought you said it's not over until the race is
over. It's over now. It is now over.
Are you out of the race?
It is over.
Are you actually out of the race?
Yeah, we're out of the race.
Yeah, you're only about 25 points off.
They're only 16 points.
Lads, let me be honest, yeah. Like, if I was to do a 1-20, I wouldn't have Newcastle top four.
Same points as Arsenal.
You haven't done 1-20?
No, I wouldn't put Newcastle top four.
You're closer to relegation than you are first. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. League's out the window for Champions League. We're going to win the FA Cup.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there and say this right now. Liverpool winning the treble.
Wow. So that's crazy, you know.
Said no one else.
Oh, nice.
No, but also Liverpool, they're scaring me. They're scaring me.
They're just getting results, aren't they?
They're just picking up results. They're just going about their business.
Wait, if they win, so what treble is it for them then?
FA Cup, Premier League.
Europa League.
Europa League.
Okay, right. I was going to say, so because
that counts.
Yeah, they're not. Are they not? Are they still in the League Cup?
Yeah, they're in everything except from Champions League.
Oh, so they could win the quadruple then.
Yeah, they could do the quad.
Why not go out and say the four? If they're going to win that, then why not say four?
Yeah, true. Well, look, they've just lost Salah to the African...
to an international tournament. Yeah. No other reason.
He hasn't died.
Yeah. No, he has not died. But hey, speaking of people not dying and signing for clubs and leaving clubs, we're going to do our transfer update right now. A huge transfer.
That's a transfer. What does that mean?
That's a pit side transfer tune.
No, yeah, but you've got to follow up with who's. Yeah.
You just went silent.
You got a huge transfer.
Tom has publicly tweeted saying that this will be an unreal signing and he's going to score loads of goals. Timo Werner to Spurs.
I didn't say that.
He did.
Yeah, you did.
I said it fits well.
You said he was going to score 20.
How does it fit, Tom? Explain how it fits. How does Timo Werner fit as
the way Spurs play, the way they press, the way they hit teams on the break in behind, and he can play. All three
just
of those.
Rattles off the same stuff for whenever he does all, it. Makes it sound like he knows what he's on
those,
about.
And he can play all those front three positions.
If you write this in a thread, I might be able to process it a little bit better.
What do you mean? I'm saying the same shit. Who do I say that about?
When people sit... Whenever you give proof, you just go the way they play, the way they press, the way they pass the ball. And everyone nods like,
How does the way they play match Timo Werner's style of play? What's Timo Werner's style of play?
I've just explained with his pacing behind.
He missed a lot of chances.
Richarlison has pace in behind.
He's not that fast. He's not that fast, is he?
Brendan.
No, yeah, I mean, he's good depth. I think he'll start, though. I think he'll put Son in the middle and play Werner wide.
But what about Richarlison?
That'll be interesting.
Richarlison.
Nah, he's just he's not shit, but Werner, I think Werner's better than Richarlison.
Poor guy, man.
Werner's just not a finisher. He's a bit like Nuno. His all round game's not bad. He's just
a bit of like a
he just can't finish.
Clip.
But is he doing all right?
I can't get it out of my head. Let's have a look for
Leipzig.
I'll have a look for you. I can't get it out of my head when he booted the ball over.
The season before he came to Chelsea, he was electric.
Two goals in 8 matches this season.
Okay, fair enough. He's back.
He's not really been playing. He's not. Why is he not? Is he been injured?
I don't know. 4 games in the Champions League, no goals, no assists.
Bench, started bench.
Tom, on that.
He's just surplus to requirements, in which case, you'd buy him as a bit of depth, wouldn't you? Yeah. Why not?
Is it mad? How old are you, Tom? 27?
Yeah.
You're the same age as Timo Werner.
Wow, that's
crazy. Don't do that because I'm older than a lot.
You're older than Timo Werner.
There's another man in the universe that's my age.
That is crazy. So you think Werner's going to propel Spurs back into Champions League?
Didn't say that.
You are like the brown haired Werner, really, aren't you?
You actually do look a little bit like Timo Werner.
That's why you like him.
I don't really rate Werner that highly.
No, whoa, it sounds like you do.
Don't backtrack.
You said he's going to get 20 goals.
What about the way he passes, the way he plays, the way he makes runs?
Well, he passes, is that what I said? Did I?
The way he runs.
You don't understand
lines.
Footy well enough to get it. Ooh, so it's all right.
Who's going to score more goals this season, Tony or Werner?
Oh, that's a good question.
Tony
got a hat trick at the Brentford reserves at the weekend.
Did he?
Okay.
Werner doesn't sign, it's probably Tony.
Another transfer for the debacle, which is a pretty mental one. Eric Dier to Bayern Munich.
Is that just because Kane wants a friend and they were like, right, we'll just get Dier? No, genuinely, I think, like, because you do it on...
Well, he's not going to start, is he? It's Kim Min-jae and...
Upamecano.
You know what is mental? I can actually see him because he's quite a good passer of the ball and he can't run. He just sort of fit in.
He's not going to start.
He's not going to play, though. He's going as a Harry Kane.
He's there to keep Kane company.
Yeah, which is good in Germany.
Well, he's getting 6 months to warm up before the Euros.
Yeah, there's no world that Bayern sign him if they hadn't signed Kane.
Maybe, I don't know.
And it's all right.
Dortmund signing Jadon Sancho on loan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you see the clip of Ange where they were like, see the clip of the Ange interview where he's like, can you afford to lose Dyer with the current crisis in your team or whatever? And he just paused. He was like, yep.
That's brilliant.
I like that.
Wait,
fair
well,
enough.
To be fair,
it's just a big pause.
Three left backs start a centre back.
Yeah,
over
the fact he doesn't get a game against.
Well, he's got the Van der Ven's back now, isn't he, as well?
Yeah.
And Romero, so they'll be
surplus to requirement. Just like Jadon Sancho. Do you reckon he's going to reunite his career at Dortmund?
Reunite
with his career.
When to become one. He might reunite with his career.
I don't care.
Did you see Jesse?
Fair enough, I'm on board with Sancho.
I'm bored of people telling me how good he is, and I watch him play, and he does nothing.
In other news, Jesse Lingard has offered his services to Barcelona.
He's offered his services to a lot of places, surely, isn't he, at this point? I don't think this is. No, because let's be honest.
I think he suits the style of play.
No, you
sits in behind Lewandowski.
No, you lot are messing around. He plays for a Singapore team anyway.
They're not going to let him go.
They don't. They used to have the memory of a golf.
Yeah, he's run off court. He signed for a Singapore team and he's on holiday there.
You don't remember that?
I do remember that.
Because he was at the airport and they were putting like things around him, like greeting him. He signed for a Singapore team.
Tough crowd, man. Tough crowd.
Yeah.
Speaking of tough crowds, Bruno G, £100 million release clause. Is that true, Lewis?
Yeah, so that was That was a real sad bit.
Did you find that out? Is it because you're the senior ambassador of
Chief ambassador. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
So he has 100 quid million.
100 quid million.
it was a kind of the scary bit of the whole.
I'm contract questioning whether or not this is true.
It is true. I promise you.
No one's triggering that.
I don't know.
PSG rumored to be
They've got Zaire Emery and Ugarte, right?
Honestly, Bruno G's unreal or four.
Well, he's actually better than KDB, according to you. Henderson returning to the Premier League, and I actually in the next topic we're talking about, which we will go on to very briefly. I've actually got a.
I think we're all going to have the same team.
Yeah, I didn't actually see the Henderson thing when I made my list. And Mbappe is going to Real Madrid confirmed in the summer.
Is it confirmed though?
Well, who else can afford him? Arsenal?
He's going to Real Madrid.
You've only got to pay his wages.
Yeah,
City could afford him.
Quite a lot of wages.
He wants Spain, and he lived the nice life.
I don't know. He's recently been saying he likes the Premier League. I mean, he will go Madrid.
It's either Madrid or Arsenal at the end of the day, isn't it?
What?
Well, I mean, you'd prefer London.
He told me
Newcastle.
Rather Arsenal, yeah.
He could come for us.
A pair of glasses.
Hey, here's my glasses. I got Arsenal, don't worry. He sounds American, doesn't he?
Okay, yeah. He's what the hell's he doing?
Shall we do our five transfer predictions this window? We've got five each.
I'm going to Kirk because my Dan Burn clip will live forever in the memory of life.
Okay.
Can I start?
Well, I mean,
I hope you have some good ones here. I'm feeling some of these.
Okay, here's one. Tadebo, the centre half.
Yeah, Tadebo. I have him going
somewhere. Tadebo to Manchester United.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
And potentially Varane to like Al Fati or somewhere like that. Okay. Calvin Phillips to Newcastle.
Yeah, that's quite an easy banker one, isn't it?
I thought I'd get it in there early doors.
Wait, hang on. So when we discussed it prior and I said, oh, can we put obvious ones in? You were like, interesting.
You can, but you're not going to get any points when that happens.
Really. Here's one for you lot.
Okay.
One Matter, free agent to Luton.
Yeah, I like your logic there. Yeah, get the good. Old...
Yeah,
get the band back
together. Just get the...
Ross Barkley, Juan Mata.
Nah, that screams Luton, man.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? Basically,
he's 45.
He's 35 years old, free agent, 35 years old. He can continue his studying in London. Luton's just outside of London. Technically, the airport's considered a London airport.
Juan Mata, he's not going to sign for Luton.
All right, Oracle.
Well.
Whoa.
Won't we come back to this clip at the end of the month?
That's a bold statement, Tom.
Yeah, it's a very bold statement. Yeah, that's right. Coming from me. And then I've got maybe not this January, but maybe in the summer.
So that's good. Yeah.
This window.
Let's do this window. Maybe not now, but in the next 3 years.
Mbappe's replacement, Elise to PSG.
It's this window.
It's got to be now.
What are we doing? We're not doing 2025.
He's got an hamstring injury. He's got 4 weeks out. Okay.
And then I've got Jordan Henderson to Chelsea.
What?
I didn't say I put Chelsea.
That you is fucking mental. Serious?
Yeah. Oh, I put
to Chelsea.
Yeah, afford his wages, man.
Money do you think he's on?
700k a week. And
mate, he's more likely to go to an Everton.
Oh, I put Brighton.
He's obviously going to drop his wages.
Like reunite with James Milner.
Yeah,
back together.
Yeah. I'll put Henderson to Luton.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They can't afford his wages.
All right, well, let's do your list first.
He's not going to be on that much.
They can't afford his wages.
I went a little bit more rogue than Calvin Phillips for Newcastle. Ruben Neves, because obviously there's...
The loan,
Yeah, loan signing. Man United signing Harry Wilson. They need a right winger. I think he's pretty good. Akinfenwa.
Harry Wilson as the replacement for Sancho?
Yeah, why not? He's really good.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm not freezing Man United signing.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, maybe. I mean, he started at City, right?
No, didn't he start at Liverpool?
Liverpool, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He won't get United.
The point is,
it's a guess, anyway. Yeah, no one knows.
With random predictions, right? Akinfenwa is the hashtag.
Not going to happen. It would have happened by now.
All right, okay. Henderson to Brighton. I saw Bergwijn linked to West Ham. So why not? Steven Bergwijn. And Man United have a habit of signing overpriced old players. So Thomas Muller, Man United.
That does stink.
My favourite one is Henderson to Brighton, actually.
That is Man United.
I put Debo to Chelsea instead of United as well.
Henderson's a good shout.
Right.
To Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
Henderson. I've gone Brahim Diaz to Villa. They were linked with him.
I'm not sure about that one.
He's in decent form, and they've
and
got
Spanish.
They've got that fucking Arda Güler's fit now, so I think
who?
Is that who Arda Güler is?
For Villa.
Are we gonna do this seriously?
sorry, carry on.
I'll put Henderson to Luton.
Nah,
Phillips to Newcastle.
You bottled it with that.
That's
you
a bottle
two
one.
Have bottled it with that.
Why is that?
Because it's obvious.
Brief. How's it obvious?
You're not going to get any points.
It literally says it four lines above the thing.
I don't. So.
All right. Well. At least
not confirmed.
Hey, at least
it's quite obvious.
At least I tried.
Is Sancho to Dortmund on there as well?
Werner to Spurs.
Elise to United.
So I just said to you.
Yeah.
And Onana to Arsenal.
What? I like that one a lot.
Andre. Not
Everton. Not the goalie, no.
Yeah,
Everton.
Everton's
Onana. Andre is the midfielder, right?
Everton and Onana.
Yeah.
Is he? I don't know his first name.
I said. Am I right in saying that?
I said him to go
to the midfielder from Everton.
No, he's in, isn't it?
Are you on
who? Which one's Andre? Which one's the other
one? Andre's the goalie.
Oh, is it?
Is it Mamadou Onana or something? Or
what's that? Peter?
Peter Onana.
Peter Andre.
Oh, right. Peter Andre.
It's Andre Onana. No, it's Amadou.
Amadou,
that's Amadou. It.
Andre Onana's the goalie.
Yeah.
I thought he was Mamadou.
Push pineapple straight to the
tree. I actually thought, yeah.
Well, five more then.
I've actually like cooked here.
Yeah, well.
Shock.
So first one, to raise funds, because we're going to need it, we're going to sell long stuff. To Brighton.
To raise Brighton.
Wait, you said
he was imperative.
Which
long staff?
Matty's not there anymore.
Oh, okay. So the one you said is the third best midfielder in the league.
He's huge, but we have to sacrifice.
How much would you sell
him? Gotta have to sacrifice himself.
How much would you sell him to Brighton?
Not me.
I've got it here. 35
wait,
million.
Are we skipping past this?
35 million?
The same bloke you said was
irreplaceable.
Mate, yeah. He is, but it's sad. We're going to have to make sacrifices.
No. Saying someone is irreplaceable and then
I don't believe I said the word irreplaceable. You put words in my mouth.
You said he was like the third best midfielder in the league.
He's extremely important to us, but so was Maximan. We sold him for the greater good of the team.
Shouldn't have done that.
You're not getting rid of Longstaff in January. He's like quintessential to Newcastle right now.
Yeah.
35 million. Get him out. Get a loan in from Calvin Phillips, who isn't on my list, but like we'll do that.
And then with
the remaining funds, we'll do some work.
And
Longstaff's better than Henderson.
Brighton
Jesus.
Have just signed that lad from Boca Juniors as well on a 6-year deal, so they're not.
He's going to be world class then.
We'll come back to this probably at the end of the month when he's there Brighton's in a Brighton shirt, and it'll break me heart.
What a stupid thing to say that
second,
was.
Second, Mitoma to Man United.
It just isn't going to happen either.
He's not going to leave.
Is that the Asian Cup? He's busy.
Mitoma to Man United.
And also, they don't need a left winger.
You fucking idiot.
They need a right winger.
He's cooked though.
Mitoma to Man United.
Next.
50 mil.
Oh, yeah. Because he had a great season, I think.
Yeah, but they'll still have the valuation.
He's in fucking Japan or something.
They're more likely to let him go because he's been having a poor season, but they'll get a good bit amount of money from him.
Boom. How's he going to sort the contract?
Yeah, how's he going to do his medical if he's in the middle of an interview?
He'll do it when he gets
back. Now, Tom.
Interesting.
They can do it over email, PDF, DocuSign.
Shut up.
Polina to PSG.
That's a better one, but wasn't he linked with Bayern?
He's going PSG.
Oh, okay. Right,
Bayern will get Dier and then they're going to shut up.
Right. So you think Eric Dier is the same profile?
They have a limited budget over Bayern. I'm saying they have a limited budget.
Well, they both speak Portuguese.
It's either one or the other, you know?
Yeah, Polina's not leaving the Premier League. Next.
All right, Oracle.
Next. next.
Putting Calvin Phillips on your list, and then yeah, you think you have all this old great knowledge of these transfers.
At least that's actually going
to
happen.
Boring.
Right,
yeah, boring.
McTominay to Everton on loan with a future fee. They can't afford to sign him now, but they'll put a little future fee in
is
there.
Is that to do with the fact that Onana's going to Arsenal?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, cool.
And then finally,
I actually don't mind that one, by the way. I like
Diego
that
Costa, free agent to who?
Luton Town.
Luton.
Yeah. Well, I think Adebayo is pretty good, to be fair, but you know, each the
Nah, they need backup.
Can't be as bad as the Longstaff one.
I mean, at least I've put them out there, you know. I've put my balls on the line.
I've seen Arsenal link with Curtis Jones as well. I don't know whether to.
Who?
Curtis Jones.
Who's linked with
Arsenal?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
But I don't know if that's going to be January or summer or whatnot. But
he's a scouser though, isn't he? And he's been playing lately. I don't think they'll. Yeah. I'd be surprised.
He cemented himself into the starting 11.
Would you agree he's better than Sean Longstaff now? Curtis Jones? No?
No.
No? Okay, no. Good lad. Yeah, good lad.
So if Curtis Jones moves to Arsenal and Longstaff is going Brighton, who's
the more sought after?
Well, Arsenal also signed Havertz, so let's like.
He's a good player.
Put this in perspective.
You just said get rid of an irreplaceable player to Brighton.
You honestly think you can Sean Longstaff is a better footballer than Curtis Jones still, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Swear on your dog's life.
I don't swear on my dog's life ever. I'm not taking that risk, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
What'd you just say?
Fuck that dog.
Hey, would you freak? Anyways, guys, it's now time to talk Super Six.
Oh, I didn't check how I did. I don't think I did very well.
Yeah, baby.
I was on for points from every game until Liverpool packed in Arsenal at the end.
How many points did you get?
13.
I got 10.
Yeah, I got 5-0 correct.
Oh, you idiot.
I
got 8 points.
I put 4-0. No! No, I was so close.
Yeah, I got 8.
Wait, so what are you on overall? I swear you took a lead against
me. I got every single result correct apart from Arsenal and Liverpool.
Yeah, same.
I didn't. I had Middlesbrough to beat Villa.
Oh!
Oh, I got 18 points.
Oh, no.
What?
Wait, so what does that mean you're on now then?
I got every single result right. I got Chelsea 4-0 right, and I got Man City 5-0 correct score.
You got Chelsea 4-0 correct?
4-0, 5-0 for 10 points, and all the other results I got correct.
Damn.
Wow,
fair
what
play.
What a performance this week from you.
Fair
that
play.
That is the magic of the cup.
Ooh, that is the magic of the FA Cup, like.
Guys, overall, I am on 227 points.
Ooh, 225. Oh, yeah, because you were... Yeah.
I am on, let's have a look, leagues, pizza aid, 150.
Can I just say, by the way, Benjamin Sherlock, shout out to him because he's been leading our mini league for about 15 weeks.
It's ridiculous how you can just week after week get big scores.
It's called born on a chom, you wouldn't know about that. The next, obviously, deadline is the 13th of January at 3 p.m, including some West Brom game.
Woo!
Against Blackburn, Sammy Smodic's going to cook you.
Where's it at?
Is
at home?
Is that the Albion?
Oh, yeah, because first game was away.
You know the reason
why? What day
why?
Is that?
It's the 13th.
Saturday. You know why, don't you?
Why?
It's because the Premier League split over like...
A week and a half.
15 days this time, isn't it? Which is weird.
Yeah, my mate's saying to me that Wolves haven't got a game now until the 22nd in the Prem.
Yeah, it's like West Ham ain't got a game until the 21st, so plenty of time for Bone to recoup.
Boner.
Cardiff Leeds, West Brom Blackburn, Ipswich Sunderland, Newcastle City, huge game. Everton, Villa and Man United Spurs.
Well, as the resident EFL connoisseur, I'll give you my thoughts if you want.
Mm.
Albion will beat Blackburn at home.
No way.
Whoa.
Leeds will beat Cardiff.
Whoa.
Ipswich will definitely beat Sunderland at home.
Didn't you back Ipswich before and it was like horribly wrong?
Yeah.
That was in the cup against Fulham, but Ipswich are really, really good at home, really good. And Sunderland...
It was at home.
It was in the cup against Fulham.
You can't know. I just say you were wrong.
So, well, obviously I was wrong.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, so Leeds and Ipswich will definitely win. I don't even think Leeds will concede for you having a prediction. And I think Albion will win 1-0.
Don't, mate, you're telling me Blackburn don't score? Come on, you know better than all. They got the Championship Player of the Season in their team.
We've got the most clean sheets in the league.
So?
And as the resident senior chief ambassador for Newcastle, what do you think that game's going to be?
What was the whole thing on there again?
You're playing Manchester City. We're streaming, actually.
At St. James's Park.
Yep.
KDB back as well, going to start.
Probably like 3-2 Man City.
Wow. High scoring.
Is this
game.
The first ever time you've predicted Newcastle not to win, other than the it weekend when you predicted Sunderland to beat?
What a fan, eh?
Yeah, but I've
Do you
learned.
Remember that? Do you remember when you did that, you said Sunderland were going
to
beat you.
Yeah, and then we won, so I've learned. Now I used to start predicting us to lose.
Predicting.
Oh, I see.
You see?
Reverse jinx.
Were you not ashamed of yourself for predicting?
I think most people were shitting themselves going in, if I'm honest.
But why?
Because they were
the Champions League, we had everything. Champions League level
we had everything to lose.
Have your bowels checked.
Everything to lose.
Anyways, we're going to be talking about apologies. Mm. And over the course of Pitchside's tenancy on this channel, we have made very few apologies.
Mm.
But today is a good day because of many apologies coming
in. Ice cube.
No, yeah. But I know what's going to happen. You're just apologizing on the behalf of other people. Yeah.
So we made a list.
Not an apology.
We made a list.
You can't just say, I'm sorry for his opinion.
We made a list of top stinkers from the season so far, and I've got four.
Ooh.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to cut you off because I'm actually going to genuinely apologise.
I'm not.
And say sorry from the bottom of my heart because there is a very slight chance that Aston Villa could win the Premier League.
Ah.
And I didn't give them enough credit to think that they could.
Can you apologise to me as well for...
I'm not apologising to a person. I'll apologise to the entity and institution that is Aston Villa.
What did you say?
I'll second that. I just
said they were never in the title race. They, they can't win the Premier League.
You need to apologise for your team of the season.
I will second that. I gave Villa a 0% chance.
Okay,
a 0% chance. And they clearly have more than a 0% chance. Yeah.
Very, very honest and humble man. You practice gratitude every day.
Yeah.
I think, Tom, you should also apologise for... saying that Salah over Kudus in your team of the season.
Yeah.
No, other way around.
The other way.
That would be fine. You don't apologize for that.
Kudus over Salah in your team.
Technically, it was Foden over Salah in the right wing position.
No. Then we gave you the chance to change and say Mohamed Kudus.
We didn't give you a chance
to change. You can't change.
Yes,
you can't change once you've done it.
Do you admit you are incredibly wrong?
I should have changed it around to fit Salah in.
Apologize. That's a humble man. Apologize, though.
You were like standing by this.
I was standing by.
Even on Twitter, you stood by as well because you were defensive.
He started
people replied to him like backing his point. Like two people backed his point, and he'd retweet them.
No, he was getting feisty. He was getting feisty with me in the pitch side chat.
Two Liverpool fans backed your point, and you retweeted them.
I mentioned it to you and then you're like really bitchy.
No. What I didn't realise when you said that in the chat that we'd released a YouTube clip, I was like, what are you on about? The comments aren't even that bad. I thought you was on about
the YouTube clip cooked you, like
the tweet about
YouTube and TikTok cook you.
I don't care.
Gosh, not, but you did get defensive, so I apologise.
To who?
Apologise
to Salah, who is currently the top.
The camera.
Joint top goal scorer and joint top assister.
Okay, but are you going to apologise for not having Haaland in your team?
Get onto that.
Different story. Haaland's a robot. And he should be there.
Are you going to apologise for turning up with that trim every week?
I didn't see that coming. That's
that right there is what you call. What are you laughing? Are you? Are you laughing?
That was a cold moment.
Yeah. Apologise.
Also, you should apologise for calling Company a big stiff idiot.
He was a big stiff idiot.
I said Tom not rating Company and saying he's overrated.
Apologise.
Hang on. Again, calling someone overrated doesn't mean I don't rate them.
You literally said you don't rate him. You said those words. You don't rate him.
No, I didn't.
I don't rate him.
No, I said I don't rate him as highly as others.
No, you said don't rate him.
Then you said he sliced his strike
he
as well.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I will die on that hill. He sliced, he shanked that. Rooney's over a kick came off his shin.
And Papazzi shanked his shot against Chelsea.
That was just a lucky strike.
Oh my God.
He just hit the ball, didn't he?
He didn't shank it.
You made your own luck. And Roberto Carlos shanked his free kick against France.
Well, no, that was obviously intentional.
Of course it was.
I didn't even have... apologies for Lewis because I thought just everything.
No, I did. I did. Okay. I did.
I will make an apology for Lewis.
Lewis.
I've got a couple here.
I'm sorry.
Isak winning the Ballon d'Or before Haaland. Admit you're wrong and apologise.
I don't know. Like, you agreed with me the other day.
No, what?
He's bringing him back in.
He agreed with me the other day.
How did you agree with you?
I can't remember. It was something along the lines of...
You live in your own world.
Honestly, Isak's finish was
you
so good.
He's more likely to do it.
And also, Lewis, you should apologise for saying Bruno G is better than Kevin De Bruyne.
I don't remember saying that.
You did.
I don't remember.
For having Sean Longstaff in your team of the season over Rodri.
Nah, I should probably apologise for the Elliot Anderson
That's good. Yeah, you should do that.
Because he's been
and the Newcastle title shout.
I would like to, number one, praise myself for my Aston Villa shout. And thank you for apologising to me.
That's not an apology.
Thank you for apologising to me.
You can't just say, I'd like to thank all the times that I was right. And
I would apologise for having Elliot Anderson in the team of the season. I did not expect him to get injured. Otherwise, he would have.
Has he had any minutes yet?
He's been injured.
So
that's just a gaslit apology. He said if he didn't get injured, he would be in the team of the season.
We never know what could have been.
Do you wake up in the morning when you get ready in the bathroom, you practice these things that you're going to say to yourself in the mirror? Because I feel like you do.
Mate, you never know. Crazier things have happened.
I reckon you could convince people with working eyes to look at you and go, my hair is not fucking falling out. It's fine. Genuinely.
Seems to be attacking a lot of people's hairlines.
Sorry.
You didn't wake up this morning and look in your mirror after having a shower saying, frick, where's my hairline gone? Did you cover it up by pulling it over the front, lift it back?
I apologize for that terrible bit of banter. You don't even drive without your glasses because you're scared of getting slagged off.
No, but seriously, going back to the original point, Lewis, you definitely have had the most stinkers this season, followed closely by Tom.
Yeah,
I think your stinkers go under the radar.
He just has his little fanboys protecting him.
Yeah, he sets his Discord up in a way that
it really isn't. It's by far you two.
I promise you, it's not.
Are you actually going to apologise for the Shaw comment though? That's a genuine one.
No,
people like Virgil van Dijk's crying at home right now.
I did not see it. Shaw is better than Van Dijk.
You said he's been
when
better.
When you met Virgil van Dijk, you were like, "I'm so grateful to meet you. You're the best centre back in the league. I love you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity." And then you go and slander him.
Wait, no, Lewis. By default, you did say he's been better this season.
I took into consider many factors that contributed to his level.
No, you said Shaw's been better because he's had a different partner every week.
Okay, someone replied to me.
Van Dijk's had the same partner.
Yeah,
someone,
exactly.
Someone said to me, if an amputee raced against Usain Bolt and lost, would you give him the medal? And I'm saying, no, I wouldn't. But if he finished within a certain distance of Usain Bolt, despite Bolt having that advantage, I may award him the team of the season so far.
Right, so you're giving Fabian Shaw the team of the season over Van Dijk because you've compared him to an amputee.
No, a comment compared him to amputee. Right. I'm just talking about that scenario.
One person on earth made this comment and now you are going
it's an analogy because if you think about it, Shaw
is an international Premier League Champions League footballer. He's not an amputee. He's not an amputee.
Can't you white orc?
No, orcs are playing well.
Orcs are playing well.
What's the one
you fucking say?
What's the one most important thing about a defence? Having the same defence each game, having that solidity and chemistry amongst them.
Absolute cap.
Conceding goals is most important.
Most important part of defence is defending.
Yes, and you need to have a consistent, solid back four. That's why we had such a good defensive record last season, and the reasons went down the toilet is because it's inconsistent.
So Liverpool
Shaw's
the
only person who's played in every... You would have watched your first Newcastle game against Sunderland the other day. You would have seen the amount of balls that he was dishing out to the fans.
We watch pitchside Newcastle streams every week.
He sits on his phone for 50 minutes of it.
Apologise for sitting on your phone.
Now you apologise.
I'll apologise that people don't understand my point.
That is just horrible.
Well, guys, I've got nothing to apologise for. So, guys, if you want to download Super 6, use the code PTCH23 and join our Super 6 mini league.
We'll also click the link in the description if you want to download it, because you didn't really tell them how to do that.
Yeah, no, you just
if you want to download it, join our league.
Also, you just go on the app store and download it.
Yeah, that would have worked.
So acts like these people don't have brains.
Oh,
whoa.
Apologize.
He should apologize.
We need to stop all this apologising rubbish.
Yeah. Apologise to absolutely nobody.
Right, moving on to Man United, Tottenham combined 11.
What a segue.
Fair play.
You're better than that.
So what are we doing in this section?
We are doing a Man United, Tottenham combined 11.
Oh, fair enough.
Why would that be, Theo?
Because they play each other, Tom.
They do.
Why are we not doing a Newcastle City one?
I thought we talked about Newcastle too much.
There's
on
this
no
point. Is that because there'd be no fucking?
Well, yeah, no, a Newcastle Man City combined 11 isn't a combined 11.
Bruno G gets in.
Man City.
No, Joel Linton arguably as well.
Wait, you Bruno G over Rodri because that's the position you have to put them in.
Joel Linton.
Okay. I'm going to go first.
The only one who potentially could get in was Trippier over Walker.
No.
No way.
But not right now.
No way.
No way. I thought this was pretty pointless, but...
Kind of, yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, yeah. Tease the content.
Let's
well,
move on.
Thank you.
I'm just
really
saying.
Got everyone's taste buds tingling.
Others may have more Man United players than me, but...
You're zero.
I've got two.
Oh my God.
I have included injured players because fuck off.
fair enough.
Vicario, Porro, Romero, Van de Ven, Luke Shaw, Bissouma, Bentancur, Maddison. I didn't know how to do it up front, but I've gone Kulusevski, Hoyland, Son.
Hoyland?
Yeah, well, I do really like Hoyland.
Hoyland?
Yeah!
Your mental blood.
Why?
Who was in your midfield?
All Spurs. Bissouma, Bentancur, and Maddison.
No Bruno F.
No Bruno F? Wait, why?
Because Maddison's better than him.
We can't move him around.
He's doing position by position.
What?
Can't put him bald in.
Can't have two number 10s. Yeah.
I don't think I'd want...
He's played holding before.
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
Bruno.
I don't, yeah, but...
Blame him in the eight.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really want him.
What do you got against Man United?
Blame him in the eight.
What's this Man United agenda?
Yeah,
he's literally their best player. You haven't included Man United's best player.
Guess what? He literally wears number eight.
Yeah, he's a number eight. So put him in centre.
Sorry.
So you're playing.
That was the last section.
So you're playing Bentancur of a.
So Bentancur is a better player.
I think Bentancur is one of the most underrated midfielders.
Is he better than Bruno Fernandes?
Is he better than Bruno Fernandes?
Is he in that position, yeah?
Hi.
100%.
Yeah, man.
Who's going to take penalties for you?
Son. I don't think that.
Surely Hoyland, no?
I don't care.
not in the press.
It's not going to happen, so I don't care.
Go on, Reeve.
Pretty much similar. Vicario, Porro, Romero, Van de Ven, Luke Shaw, Bissouma, Maddison, Bruno Fernandes, Kulusevski, Son, and Rashford.
Rashford?
Rashford?
Yeah, I don't know.
At peak physical form. When
so who's your number eight? So is Maddison your eight?
No, Bruno's my number eight.
And also, if you take Rashford out of that terrible Man United team, he probably just becomes good again.
I think he'd be pretty good.
Always between...
It suits his system, doesn't it? Just
yeah.
Rapid...
All
out attack.
Is yours similar?
Yeah, it is. Vicario, Porro, Romero, Van de Ven, Luke Shaw, Bruno F, Bissouma, Maddison, Kulusevski, Son, and on the left, Garnacho.
Was that... How many players was that?
Garnacho over Rashford?
Currently. I looked at it right now. I'm thinking, realistically, who am I actually taking right now? Probably Garnacho. I know, look, long term you'd obviously go Rashford, wouldn't you, because of his history and how good he's been in the past, but right now there's something about Garnacho, man. It's got me excited. He's a good player, he's young, he's talented, one for the future.
But if you're doing that, then you've got Van de Ven and he's currently injured. See what I mean?
Well, he's back now, isn't he?
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but
or Maddison.
I'm talking about this season, who's had a better season.
Oh, so it's this overall season, not just...
I've just done it on multiple things.
You should pick Adogie then, really, shouldn't you?
Yeah,
I know, but then Luke Shaw, I just factored in a few more
things. I added a few more things.
I think your sleep... Garnacho is quality. And he works his socks off as well.
He does actually work.
Like right now, I'd much rather have Garnacho on my team than Rashford.
At Arsenal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because Garnacho looks like he wants to be there.
No, but yeah... It's different though, isn't it? But in a different
Everything counts for everything.
Yeah.
Which manager are you taking?
Ange
Postecoglou. The one that you said would be sacked.
You're going to say sorry for that one as well.
I apologise.
I'll take Ange, but like when he's losing 4-0. Like,
I think given the fact that I've picked eight Spurs players, I should probably take Ange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, right?
That's fair.
I think Udogie definitely has a shout though.
Yeah, I was close with Udogie.
I just thought
we couldn't put 11 Spurs players. That's just taking a piss, really, isn't it?
I thought I struggled on the right hand side. I like Kulusevski. Kulusevski is definitely an option, but I wanted somewhere like if you got Man United Spurs, you want someone like Man United should have a better right wing.
You could have gone Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like
he's good, man. He's better than anything United have got.
Should be Sancho, really, shouldn't it? But
no, it shouldn't.
No, but if like when they signed him, he should be there. Do you know what I mean?
He should be Anthony. Sancho's
more of a left winger anyway, isn't he?
No, he's right.
I'm pretty sure he played most of his games at Dortmund on the left.
No man is right.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No man is right.
Because when he first came, Rashford was playing on the right and he was playing on the left at United. You're wrong.
I think he's versatile across the
You're quite literally wrong.
You're wronger.
Okay. That's you told.
Go on, Lewis, you know anyone?
I've got Vicario, then Wan-Bissaka, actually, because I'm a big Wan-Bissaka fan.
Wan-Bissaka over Pedro? Are you... Oh, shut up, man. All right, moving on.
I actually don't want to listen to any more of that team. you know what? I was looking at my watch and I thought, you know, this is a really short segment, isn't it?
Like, I feel like he's massively underrated, Wan-Bissaka.
He's not better. Please stop talking. He's not better than Pedro Porro at any point of, other than defending. I'll give you that.
But. He's next, Varane.
No, Jesus. I said from the I said from the beginning, he was a Champions League merchant. I got rinsed and he's been exposed as that. Same with Casemiro. Anyways, Martinez and Van de Ven.
No way.
Listen.
Romero's the better two.
He was sent off every other game.
And it's Martinez.
Yeah, but he's the butcher.
Two left-footed centre-halves.
Yeah, you've got two left centre-backs.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You know, like...
How are you three players in and they're going to be wrong?
Look, this is why people just, like, switch off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wan-Bissaka's
a fantastic defender. Not many are good as him.
We're going to get accused now of
top class winger.
Pedro Porro has been top three players at Spurs this
season. Yeah, I agree.
That's fine. I don't want him.
And even I personally like Wan-Bissaka, so I'll put him in.
Martinez is a very good defender.
I don't hate the Martinez.
I know you're acting like it's mental.
But Porro is better than Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's my personal preference.
Adalo's better than Wan-Bissaka.
I don't even like the Martinez is shocking.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is, man.
Nah, that's crazy.
You're saying why people switch off.
You just called Martinez shocking.
Martinez is a good centre.
No, he's not.
You should really be picking out of Van de Ven and Martinez, so that shouldn't be a contest.
Yeah. Van de Ven's better than Martinez, but I do really like Martinez.
Luke Shaw, Maddison.
Hang on.
Martinez hasn't played, he's been injured.
Hang on. We are through the back line and you have three Man United players in already.
I like them, man. Maddison, Bruno F, Bissouma, Kulu, Son, Rashford.
That makes me feel worse about my front three.
Well, that was stinking. On to the next.
In 4 weeks' time, mate, we're going to have to apologise again.
Yeah.
When Pedro Porro scored like 8 goals. In the
now, when Wan-Bissaka's signed for Bayern Munich.
Why?
Just because.
Okay. You can be friends with Kane and Eric Dyer.
Porro's got Oliver Dyer, by the way. You see it?
Outside of the boot. You haven't seen it, mate. It's so good. No, cut across, top left, you know.
I just saw everyone.
Guys, let us know your combined 11s in the comments down below. I don't have my team, FPL.
No, but people are saying it's an irrelevant game, but he's just scored 15 points. It would have been, wouldn't it?
Clean sheet. Oh, yeah. Moving on to the quiz, which this episode we're doing. Reverse terrible. Woo! I got a good one. You go first then.
All right, cool.
How are we doing this though, like in terms of guessing?
How do we do this?
Last time we were just kind of shouting them out until we got it.
Yeah, that's because nobody really got it originally.
I think reverse tenable.
There was no order.
Well, I'm leaving yous to play here. So it'll be like you versus Theo. Because it's just better, I think, when you...
Okay, yeah, this is taking turns, man.
So what should I do? Should I say a name and then you both get a guess and then I say another name?
Just keep saying names and we'll jump in.
All right, okay. Joint sixth all the way to 10th, actually. So 6 to 10 is the same.
Oh. You have to go up from 10 up, no?
Yeah.
So 10th to 6th.
Buzz.
No, but the
I know what it is.
Oh,
what?
Have you done the same thing?
Top scorers in the Prem with headers this season.
No.
Oh.
One of yours is.
Well, that's one of yours, then.
Great, yeah.
Good one, Tom.
Yeah, because it's six to like...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Tom, can I guess your list?
Not yet. I'm going to have to change it now.
Bruno Fernandes in at number 9th / joint 6th. Lyle Foster. 8th / joint 6th. Luis Diaz. 7th / joint 6th. Raul Jimenez.
Buzz... The most overperformers of XG in the Premier League this season.
No, that'd be pretty rare though for five people to be on the same number.
Oh, yeah, the same number. Yeah, you're right.
Sixth, Adebayo. Fifth, Jared Bowen.
Is it goals inside the box?
No.
Is it?
I could do some more players if you want. Mm-hmm. Fourth, Nicholas Jackson. Third, Heung-Min Son. Second, Anthony Elanger. And first, Darwin Núñez.
Big chances missed.
No. There is your list.
It's something to do with goals and attacking or shooting.
Is it to do with attacking? Yeah.
Assist XG?
No. XA.
XA?
No.
Assist
XG.
Most weak foot goals.
No.
Oh.
I've run through the players again. I just won't say the numbers. So Bruno Fernandes, Lyle Foster, Luis Diaz, Raul Jimenez, Adebayo, Jared Bowen, Nicholas Jackson, Heung-Min Son, Anthony Elanger, Darwin Núñez.
Most shots on target?
No.
Most shots off target?
Could be, but no.
Oh, can we have a clue?
Not actually to do with goal scoring.
Big chances created?
No. Not actually to do with chances.
Successful dribbles?
No. Although that's close down the line, I suppose.
Oh, is it?
Successful no. Take-ons? Not there.
My shot's on target.
I just said it's not.
Oh my god.
And you've already said that.
Is it a stat?
It is a stat, yeah.
But you have six people on what the
team. What's the number of number one?
The number of number one is 17, I think, off the top of my head. Double check it.
Most Meg nuts.
So sweet.
No. Most fouls in the attack and third?
No.
Is it something to do with the attack and third?
It's something that as a fan, you would be frustrated watching.
Most minutes spent on the floor?
No.
Unsuccessful dribbles?
No, but closer. Something that's unsuccessful, I suppose, in that regard.
Most times given the ball away in possession?
No.
Like turnovers, yeah. So it's not turnovers.
No.
American man.
I don't want to give any more clues because I feel like that's then I.
I'm nowhere near.
Have you got any guesses?
No idea.
He's not been listening.
No, I'm doing some nuts.
Someone right now doing their car screaming at
you. Yeah. People have definitely got it by now. I reckon.
Flip money, cash money, man.
There's people that you would expect to be in this list that aren't in this.
Who would you expect to be in this list?
Ollie Watkins.
Because is it to do?
I'm thinking of like their misses and.
Yeah.
Lowest.
It's something that
most woodworks hit.
No. Reece's getting stressed now. It's actually simpler than you think. It's like no, it's nothing to do with goals, nothing to do with chances created.
Touches in the
nothing
final
to
third.
Do with touches.
Dribble. Is it to do with dribbles?
No, not to do with dribbles.
What?
To do with football?
It's to do with football. Yeah, very much to do with football.
Duels lost.
No.
Attacking headers won.
No.
Most minutes. Missed?
No. What happens in football, boys?
Throw-ins
when players are through on goal.
Offsides?
Yeah.
Most offsides?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Most offsides.
Oh, that's you hit it in plain sight there.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should have got that.
Damn it.
That's
right.
Bad. You're going to have to get next. I need to think of one.
Okay, ready?
I really thought you'd get that quicker than it.
Ready?
Yeah, go on.
At 10, Newcastle.
Oh, it's a team one.
9, Aston Villa. 8, Everton. 7, West Ham.
Most fouls committed.
No.
Least away wins.
No. 6, Manchester City. 5th, Tottenham Hotspur. 4th, Arsenal. 3rd, Liverpool. 2nd, Manchester United. And 1st, Chelsea.
It's going to be a negative stat.
It's an XG stat. Biggest.
Like lowest points won from winning positions.
Nope. Is it to do with XG?
Nope.
Oh, thanks for the clue. Is it to do with XGC?
No.
Oh.
Is it a personal list or a factual list?
Factual list.
Have you checked the facts again this time?
Check the facts.
Chelsea first, Man United second, and then
Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, City, Liverpool, West Ham, Everton, Villa, Newcastle 10.
So what was it that? Shots on goal.
No.
Big chances let like on goal.
No.
Man.
You can ask some questions for a clue if you want.
Yeah, what are the numbers that are relevant?
Chelsea at the top. 1,585.
Passes completed.
Nope. Manchester United, 1,448. Liverpool, 1,482. Arsenal, 1,459. Tottenham, 1,438. City, 1,426. West Ham, 1,425. Everton, 1,369. Villa, 1,159. Newcastle, 1,140.
Wait, and what number one is how many?
1,585.
Goals in the Premier League?
No.
Something in the Premier League, innit?
Something
Chelsea
in the
first, though.
Something in the Premier League.
It will be.
I reckon that's true. I reckon you're onto something there. Keep going down that line.
Lewis is the closest out of everyone.
It's something to do with the Premier League history. What did you say? Total goals scored in the Prem? Yeah. It's not a bad shot, actually.
I'll try it. Try it.
Points attained in Premier League history?
No.
Come
on, man.
Chelsea first.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, surely United and Arsenal.
Ask yours, Lewis.
Most goals in the Premier League?
No.
Goals conceded in the Premier League history?
No.
Oh, that no.
Most assists in the Premier League.
No.
What?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Most assists in the Premier League.
Well, yeah, but that would be the same as goals,
wouldn't
it?
No, there's not always assists for a goal. You idiot.
Oh, come on.
You idiot.
Apologise.
Apologise.
It's borderline the same question.
It's literally the same thing.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
1,500. Is it a defensive stat?
No.
Is it an attacking stat?
Is it to do with this season?
No.
It's an all-time list.
It's an all-time list.
Damn, Daniel.
Players played for them?
No.
Wait.
I said, why do you do that every time? I'm not just saying yes or no.
It's very obvious.
Very obvious?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Very obvious.
I don't know if it is.
I feel like it's not.
It's clearly not that obvious.
Think football.
Oh, football.
Oh, yeah. Yellow cards in the Premier League history.
No.
Red cards.
No.
Probably red cards.
Booking points.
No.
Booking points.
You?
I got nothing, mate.
Think of something in football.
That
happens a lot.
Corners. Most corners in Premier League.
Almost.
Most throw-ins.
No.
Can't be
champs that involve the exact same way over and over.
No.
Penalties.
No.
I don't feel
goal
like
kicks.
No.
Own goals.
No.
I feel like we're not even close.
Points from losing positions.
No.
It's nothing to do with points.
It's so simple.
More passes. No.
Not passes.
Reeve, it's so simple. Tom, it's so simple.
Games played in the
Prem.
No. Don't like this one.
Yeah, I'm
guys,
not
come
funny.
On, man.
Give us another clue.
I can't give you any more clues. Because it's
opposition players.
It's so obvious.
He said he's...
What happens in football that you haven't mentioned?
Losing. Losses.
No.
Misplayed.
Draws.
No.
What happens in football?
You said I was close with
happens
corners.
Every game. Every game.
Most kickoffs.
No.
That would just be game. Fuck me.
No, because there's two a game. I don't know.
Also, yeah,
you don't take
if
balls.
Have you got any better ideas?
Don't you?
Indirect free kicks.
No. Happens every game without fail.
Fucking hell. Die.
Well, it might not happen a game, but.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah.
It happens every game without fail. Most matches that have ended in a club.
It happens every game, but it could not happen. Potentially.
Oh, my God.
Goals.
No. But it is that simple.
A goal
simple.
In a game.
It is that simple.
Scoring.
No.
He said that though. He said no.
Yeah, all right.
Guys, you're going to be kicking yourselves.
1-0
win. 1,500 of something.
In the all time.
Shots.
No. It's that simple.
We're going
though.
Back in circles, I think.
It's that simple, but you're just missing an obvious one.
Headers. No. penalties. Guys.
Seriously.
No L's, man.
Do you want the biggest clue?
Yes.
Do you want the biggest? Are you ready for the biggest clue? Reeve, you should know this answer.
Blocks. Clearances.
Tackles.
No. What?
What was your stat?
Offside. All time offside. Is it actually?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Guys, man, what the hell?
No way. We went on the same route. Oh, well, I didn't think it would be reused.
I thought we said it.
That's crazy, shit. Man. Nice thinking, though. We didn't even plan that.
Yeah, all time offsides, man. Chelsea lead the line.
Well, there you go.
Crazy.
Miguel Almiron's half of ours.
Okay. Right, you ready?
Oh, that must be so frustrating to listen to back to back.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm really
sorry. The answer is offside.
It's offside! Offside!
You'll get mine straight away.
West Brom, please.
Actually, no, I'm going to go a bit different.
Oh, it's an actual list that he's just reading off.
It's
from the Premier League website.
No, it's not.
It's from
Championship website.
It's from the Tom Garrett Discord.
Right. 10 to 1 yep. or 1 to 10?
10 to 1.
Sure, well, matter.
Actually, 20 yeah. plus 1.
Nice. Same thing.
Come okay, on. In 10th. Fuck off, Ad.
That's my brother.
West Bromwich Albion. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Favourite teams of all time?
9th Wolves.
9th, Bolton. 8th, Sunderland.
Is it most points in the Championship ever?
7th, Palace.
Oldest Premier League team.
6th, Middlesbrough. 5th, Fulham. 14th, Leeds.
What? 14th?
Sorry, 4. It's because I've taken away the top 10.
All right.
The actual top 10 I've taken away because it's too easy.
So what, this is 20 to 10?
It's
20 to 10.
It's 10 to 20th in the list. No, 11th to 20th.
Most all-time points in the Premier League.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even say the rest.
Hey! 14th, I mean, 4th.
Oh, God. I had to think all
no,
of
I don't
the,
have
I had
enough.
To quickly do one because I
is it the most points won by teams in the Premier League from 20th to 10th?
Yes.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to drop a like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yeah, let Lewis know more things that he should be apologising for that he hasn't done.
Yeah
and say something positive in the comments. Because
and Theo, because Theo says he shouldn't apologise for anything. He's had no bad takes this year.
I haven't. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.